Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning and welcome to a very special week of shows. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be featuring the co-authors and today the editor of Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women, out now from Ave Maria Press. And my guest today is Kelly Wahlquist. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Ah, wonderful to be here. Thanks, Allison.
I'm so excited. Now, is it out yet or is it coming out very soon?
It comes out very soon. It comes out October 10th, but you can pre-order it. Awesome. So that's and get a little deal. So
a little what kind of little deal can I get?
A little deal. Well, you know what? It's Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women. And if you order it at AveMariaPress.com and you put sandals into the code word, you get a deal. You get it for just a great low price.
Deals are good.
Deals are really good.
Especially when it's a book like Walk in Her Sandals, which is meant to be done, I'm assuming we'll talk about that more, but meant to be done as a small group. I know that I'm going to be doing it during Lent as a small group with my friends, as I have already devoured it and love it to pieces. So the more that books you want to get, the more people you want to get involved, the better your deal, the more people are apt to jump on board with you.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it.
Holy Spirit, we'll call on that one. But before we get into Walk in Her Sandals, out very soon from Ave Maria Press, go to AveMariaPress.com for more information. Of course, I'll have the links for that. We're going to be talking with Kelly Wahlquist, who is the editor, but she's also the founder of Women in the New Evangelization, known as WINE, which I love. Can you tell us a little bit about Women in the New Evangelization?
Absolutely. WINE, Women in the New Evangelization, is a women's ministry that's national. And what it really focuses on is bringing women into relationship with other women so that we can go deeper in our relationship with Christ. As women, we are created radically relational as human beings, right? We're all created in and for relationship. We're created in the heart of the Father to return to the most perfect familial relationship, which is the Trinity. So men and women alike are created in and for that relationship. But I contend that women, in a particular way, are created radically relational. And I think we can see that just in our friendships, just in how we relate to other women, to people, to children. You know, we look at what John Paul II called the feminine genius. And those are those gifts of womanhood that really show us how beautiful we are in relationship, those gifts of receptivity and sensitivity and generosity, those maternal gifts we all have, whether or not we have physical children, we've been gifted with these beautiful gifts from the Father that reflect, John Paul II also says, reflect the heart and compassion of the Father. It's a beautiful sensitivity that women have. And so we are more apt to do things in relationship. And one of the greatest things we can do is support one another on this journey from blessing to blessing as we're you know, struggling in our quest to become holy, to surround ourselves with other women who are doing the exact same thing, and to use that gathering of sisterhood to nurture and support and encourage one another as we go forward. So WINE is really about bringing women together in that relationship with women so we can go forward into a deeper relationship with Christ. And the name is fun, right? WINE.
It's super fun.
It's super fun. It's not about the wine we drink, though. I have to be honest. It's not that. It really finds its roots in John 2:5, in the Gospel of John at the wedding of Cana, where we see the first miracle And we see the last words that Mary said to us in sacred scripture, which is do whatever he tells you. So ultimately, wine is about doing the will of God, but it's easier to do the will of God when you're supported and nurtured by your friends, by your sisters in Christ.
We're talking this morning with Kelly Wahlquist. She is the founder of Women in the New Evangelization Wine. And we're going to talk about her new book, Walk in Her Sandals. And I just want to focus a little bit more on this segment about wine, and then we'll move on to the book in the next segment. So we have three segments, we have the whole hour this morning with Kelly Wahlquist, which is such a thrill for me. But I love the way, Kelly, you talk about it being a quest. There is, I think, a great misunderstanding or misconception, I guess is the word, for people who think some women have it figured out. You know, I hear this all the time. Like, people don't even want to approach me or talk to me about faith. They're like, oh, she has it all figured out. And I try so hard to make sure they understand it is a quest. It is a journey. It does not get completed here. I am on it with you. I am absolutely just trying to find my way to Christ alongside of my other sisters. And I love that wine gives us so many different ways to do that. Can you share some of the ways that Women in the New Evangelization, the CatholicVineyard.com, helps us to join and quest together?
Yeah, you know what? That's such a good point. I think we kind of measure ourselves against other people. I mean, certainly in society today, you're on Facebook and everybody's happy. So you see people. And one of the beauties of wine is that we really want to show the truth that we're in a pilgrimage. Mm. You know, we're in a pilgrimage as we're going home to our Father, and our whole existence here is a pilgrimage. And pilgrimage comes with ups and downs and valleys and hills, and we all experience that. You know, people may see me speak for an hour at a conference and think I'm holding it all together. My life is just perfect. And one thing we want to do at Wine is just say, no, we're just like you. We're mm-hmm. just like you. And I'll give you a quick example. We were doing a radio show, and Sharon, who's our director of operations, was hosting it. And her point was, we're human. You know, we're mm-hmm. all human. We're in this together. We're all in this together. And she said, Kelly, tell them about what happened to your shoulder on the way to church. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. So I said, okay, way to set me up there. But we were on our way to church, and the kids were smaller, and they were fighting in the back seat, because yes, my kids fight in the back seat on the way to church, right? And so I'm trying to separate them with, you know, I'm driving with them one arm, the other arm is like swatting the kids in the back seat, saying, get away from your brother. You sit over by that window, you know? And so people think that we're the family driving to church, praying the rosary, and I wish we were, but the reality is, we're all struggling, and we're really all in this together. So at Wine, that's one of the things we really want to emphasize, is we want to meet women where they're at in their need. And one of the things we started with before we got into our Read Between the Wines book clubs, the first thing we started with was just an introduction, a pre-evangelization, we'll call it. And it was an event called Women, Wine, and Wisdom, which we now put on around the country. It really sprung forth from the fact that I speak at Theology on Taps, but I'm too old to go to them.
So, oh my goodness, I do the same thing. It's so ironic that I'm here speaking to you, but I would never be invited.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, so I'm invited as a speaker, but not as, just because of a little age. You know, it's 18 to 38, I think is what they're, and I'm just a little older than 38. So I thought, well, I'll start my own.
I love it.
So we did Women, Wine, and Wisdom, and we say you can be 18 to 118.
Love it.
And if you're 118, you're getting free. But that's kind of our fun night. And that's really meeting women where they're at in their need. And the very first one we did, you know, so it's like at a restaurant, we do have cheese and crackers and appetizers and soda pop, whatever you call it. We call it pop. Some call it soda. So we'll just do them both. And we have wine, whatever people want. And our very first Women, Wine, and Wisdom, our topic was why we need Jerry Springer in reality TV. And we packed the place, the joint. It was great. And it was Alyssa Bormez, who's a wonderful.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, just a great, great speaker. And she was speaking on confession and what Jerry Springer had tapped into. And that is that we have this need to purge ourselves of our sins. And Alyssa was saying, so where are you going to go? Are you going to go to Jerry Springer and share your sins? Because, you know, he wants you to sin more because his ratings go up and he makes more money. Right. Or are you going to go to the priest who's in persona Christi, who's all mercy? It's Christ right there. All mercy, all love, all forgiveness. So we had this really fun night talking about confession and a couple of funny stories that happened to me in the confessional I shared. And I mean, just there's humor in my life everywhere. And
I'm giggling because one of my funniest stories ever that I share during my retreats happened to me in the confessional. To me, it's like proof that we don't need to be afraid to go there because Jesus right. has a sense of humor and he is absolutely meeting us in there. And there's nothing to be afraid of.
That's the whole point. I mean, you think of a little kid running and she falls and, you know, scrapes her knee and looks up and there's her mother on her knees with her arms open. The little girl runs to her mother's arms. Mother sweeps her up, puts her on her knee, wipes her tears, cleans up her knee, puts a Band-Aid on it, gives her a kiss and sends her on her way. Well, so too is our loving Father kneeling there with his arms open, waiting for us every time we fall down to help us be whole again, you know? So that was the beauty of that is we had so many women who hadn't been to confession. Many of them, not even since they made their first confession, go back to confession, you know, and just to explain to them, don't be scared. Because if you say to that priest, you know, I haven't been here in 13 years, 20 years, you know what he's going to do? He's going to say, praise God. And he's going to high five the Holy Spirit. And then he's going to say, welcome home.
Absolutely.
We really want to meet women where they're at in their need and just embrace them in this beautiful sisterhood.
Oh, I'm so excited today to have Kelly Wahlquist with me, founder of Women in the New Evangelization, easy for me to say this morning, and Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women. She's edited this fabulous book that we're going to talk about when we come back from these messages. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Alison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Alison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I am joined this morning by Kelly Wahlquist. She is the editor of the new book, Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women from Ave Maria Press. And this is such a unique book, Kelly. There's so much to talk about, but I think the best place to start is how on earth did you come up with such a fabulous idea?
I wish I could take credit. And I honestly absolutely can't. I truly have to give all the credit to the Holy Spirit because I know it was him. And I can tell you how I know when God is talking to me. People always ask me, well, how do you know when you're really hearing the voice of God? Yeah. And one of them was kind of the disposition I was in. I was praying on Good Friday after communion. So we don't have mass, but we have communion. And as I was sitting there or kneeling there praying, the choir was singing, Stay With Me, Remain Here With Me, Watch and Pray. Do you sing that at all in your parish?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Okay. So it's beautiful. And they just sing it over and over on Holy Thursday. You know, that's how we start the Triduum is they start singing that over and over and the church goes dark and everybody leaves. Well, here we are on Good Friday and I'm kneeling and I'm praying and the choir starts singing this. And this is kind of scary because this is an insight into my prayer life. And hopefully God does smile because I'm probably very real in my prayers. They're never a Gregorian chant or anything. And so they're singing this and I'm thinking, Lord, why are they singing this song? I'm like, this is crazy. This is so yesterday. This is so Garden of Gethsemane. You know, who's watching? Who's praying? Well, you're dead. You're buried. You know, and so this is what's going through my head. And at that moment, my thoughts just start to flicker. And it goes from that. And I thought, well, you know what? someone is watching and praying. Mm-hmm. And that's the Blessed Mother. She's watching and praying. She's with those men who are terrified. They're scared. And mm-hmm. she's with those women who are heartbroken. And she's watching over them and she's praying. So then my thought goes from that instantly to, how cool is it to enter into Jesus's passion like Mary? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, we kind of do. We do. We enter into the passion in the rosary when we play the sorrowful mysteries. We enter into his passion through Mary, through in the stations of the cross. We do it if we've seen the Passion of the Christ. You know, if you've seen mm-hmm. that movie through the eyes of a mother, I was puffy for a week. I don't think I've ever cried more. You know, and you're watching this mother watch her son carrying a cross and stumble and fall. And then she's flashing back to when he was a little child, you know, and it's just like, oh,
that scene kills me every time. Even how many times I've seen it, I try to watch it every Good Friday. And every year I cry hysterically at that moment because this must be my mother's heart.
It is a mother's heart. You relate to that. And it's powerful. So I was thinking about that and I thought, but what if we could enter into Christ's passion in our giftedness as women, how we were created to relate to him as in our womanhood? And within 4 minutes, and this is how I know when the Holy Spirit is talking to me, within 4 minutes, the entire book, the entire idea was in my head, and I could not get it down fast enough.
Oh, wow.
I came home and I made a mind map. I was writing as fast as I could, and I couldn't write fast enough. And my first thought was, I knew all the pieces instantly, but my first was really scripture. And so I called Sarah Christmeyer, who is a writer for The Great Adventure, beautiful, you know, biblical scholar. She's wonderful.
And she will be joining me here tomorrow morning, live 10 a.m. I'm very, very excited to spend some time with Sarah tomorrow. Didn't want to interrupt you, but I didn't want to forget to tell everybody that she'd be here tomorrow.
No, that's awesome. You're going to have a great time tomorrow. And so I called Sarah. And I said to her, you know, I told her the whole story. I said, okay, so I was praying and they're singing this song and I'm thinking this is crazy. You know, so I go into the whole spiel. And so I said, here's what I want. I at the moment, I didn't know if it was a book. I didn't know if it was a study. I said, I want 6 weeks to enter into Christ's passion as a woman, as I've been created. And I said, I want to start with Palm Sunday and then go to Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, the resurrection and Pentecost. And I said, here's what I want, Sarah. I said, I want the nuggets, just those aha moments of the scriptures that are around there. You know, Palm Sunday, it's the 10th of Nisan. Why is it the month of Nisan? Why are we coming in to Jerusalem? Why are they bringing in the sacrificial flock at the exact same time? Why can't a king's feet touch the ground? Why are we putting palms? Why are we saying Hosanna? You know, all these incredible things that are golden nuggets in scripture. And I'm like, could you give those to me? And she said, I'm so in. She's like, absolutely.
And for the record, she did give them to you.
Oh my goodness.
In spades. Like, oh, I'm such a scripture nerd. I just love the scripture so much. It was how I was brought back to the faith. It was part of a huge, huge part of my reversion. And I have never seen it laid out and explained the way Sarah did in this book. Again, we're talking this morning with Kelly Wahlquist, Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women, Ave Maria Press. And she's telling us how this book came to be.
Yeah, so that was my first call. My second call was to Pat Goen, and I called her and I said, Pat, I was kneeling, I was praying, they were singing the song, you know, and I did the whole spiel again. I thought they were crazy. And here's what I want to do. And will you give me a gift for each and every week? Will you give me a gift? Will you explain to me what it means to be receptive? Explain to me what it means to be generous. Take those gifts that, you know, St. John Paul the Great talked about. Take those gifts of our feminine genius and explain them in just plain terms to women. What does it mean for me to be sensitive? What is that gift of sensitivity? And she's like, I'm in. I'm so in. So she did. She took the gifts of receptivity, of generosity, of sensitivity, and then of maternity. And then we added two more beautiful gifts, the gift of prayer and the gift of the Holy Spirit for Pentecost, of course. So she's like, I'm all in. And I'm like, fabulous. Then my next phone call was to another wonderful author, Stephanie Lansom, who I believe you're going to have on as well.
Yes, she'll be here on Friday.
Okay. She's so, and this is such a theological term, cool. She's so cool. It's incredible what she does. She writes biblical fiction. And so I called her and I said, Stephanie, can you put me there? Can you put me on the streets of Jerusalem as Jesus is walking in with the sights and the smells and the anxiety and the fear and the joys, all of it, just all the emotion, all the sense, smells, everything. Can you put me there and have me go through this entire story? And of course, she was like, absolutely. And it's one of those aspects of the book that I truly, truly love. They're all good. Every aspect, every author really brings something dynamic and special. And it's what makes the book so unique and so powerful. But I think that when you're, like, say you're growing up and you start reading and you start with one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, or, you know, green eggs and ham, and you move on to, you know, Little House on the Prairie and then Nancy Drew. I know I'm totally dating myself, but
but you dated me right there with you because I knew exactly all of the books you were talking about. Right. Except for I started with Spot, Go, Jane. Yes, I'm a little right. Older.
Forgot about that one. But then you read, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird in high school and in college, you're going on and, you know, Moby Dick, and you're reading all these novels. And then all of a sudden when you get into your faith, it's like you start picking up these books that aren't a novel. But they're bringing you into your faith, you know, there. And so for 12 years, I grab every book everyone writes because I just want to go deeper and deeper. And in that time, I've kind of stepped aside from reading those novels. Mm. And all of a sudden, as I'm reading, when Stephanie puts this all together in each chapter, she's a major chunk of the chapter. And so you go back into being part of the story. And what is it all about? What's scripture all about? It's about making us part of the story. It's our story of salvation history. And when you read the scriptures, you find out where you belong in that story and how you live that story. That's what the church helps us do. It's what the catechism helps us do. And so I think that to me is one of my favorite aspects, is that in each chapter, you follow the narrative of the story and you follow the life of women who are there, and you feel like you're there. You have the sense and the smells and all that around you. It's just incredible. Then my next thought was, what does that mean for me today? What does that mean for me today? You know, 2000 years later. And so I called some really good friends and said, would you write just a quick little reflection? And they did. You know, I called Lisa Hendy. She did it on receptivity on Palm Sunday. Teresa Tamio. I'm like, Teresa, you come from a huge Italian family. You're going to do Holy Thursday. You're going to talk about hospitality and, you know, catering a meal, you know, generosity. You got it. And she did. Hers is called My Holy Cannoli Moment. And it's wonderful. Laura Sobiak, whose son Zach died at the age of 17 from osteosarcoma, and they have done more to raise awareness, and his life and death is a testament to the beauty of a heart that's in love with God. And she wrote on Good Friday, you know, imagine having a woman like that who watched her son die say, I never believed I could watch my son die, as Mary sat and watched her son die. You know, and so I did Holy Saturday. Kitty Cleveland did the resurrection, and then on Pentecost, Barbara Heil, who was a Pentecostal minister for 30 years and is a dynamic Catholic now. Okay. And then Dr. Carol Younger came and gave us questions. And so we could do it in a small group with our friends. And Sarah Christmeyer is writing the journal that goes with it. So this Lent, you can be with your Bible study groups and you can have the journal that goes with it. And you can experience the passion of Christ through the eyes of women, how you were created.
Oh, so it's just so unique, so exciting. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the actual nuggets that we find here in Walk in Her Sandals out from Ave Maria Press. I'm talking this morning with Kelly Wahlquist, and you're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm joined this morning by Kelly Walquist. She is the editor and she's also co-author here in Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women, out from Ave. Well, it will be out October 10th from Ave Maria Press. You can pre-order it now over at AveMariaPress.com. Use the code word sandals and get a special pricing, this pre-order pricing. And as well, by the end of the day, God willing, there will be a wonderful giveaway available thanks to Ave Maria Press, exclusively here from A Seeking Heart. You can win, one winner will get eight copies of Walk in Her Sandals so that you can launch your very own Bible study, faith sharing, small group, whatever word you want to give it, you will have the ability to become very, very popular at your church.
I love it.
I'm so excited because when you were here for Created to Relate, your first book, it was so wonderful to be able to do this. And I'm very excited that Ave Maria Press was on board to do it this time with Walk in Her Sandals, because I just think that that is key, really key to growing in our faith. Like, we can't, even Jesus didn't send people out one by one. They went in pairs, they went together. And as you said earlier in the show, we are women created to relate, and even a more powerful way to come together and to share this journey. And I said scripture was a huge part of my own reversion story, but that was also fostered through a small group, being invited to someone's home for a Bible study, for me saying no, but yet knowing that because she had given me the book, that's the Lord knows how my heart and my mind work, because she gave me the book. I was like, well, I have to go now. She gave me the book. And then there was really good snacks, and I'm all about yummy food, and that kept me there. And then while I was there, the Lord had just started to show me himself through scripture, through story, through the other women that I was sharing that journey with. And 10 years later, here I am. So I am so excited to have good Catholic books to share in small group. And Walk in Her Sandals is definitely the most unique one I have just been. So I'm just so pleased to have it, to share it, and to be able to give away 8 copies to one lucky winner so that they too can start to go deeper into their relationship with Christ. Now, this obviously, the story, as you just said earlier, the book follows Palm Sunday through Pentecost. So I'm assuming that the best time to do this book with your girlfriends would be during Lent and in the Easter season.
Absolutely. But you know what? I would say do it anytime. You can do it a couple times. You know how God works and his timing is always just astonishing. So I was very blessed in that, this came to me on a Good Friday, and I put the book together, and the book really encompasses, we spoke about wine, women in new evangelization at the beginning. It really encompasses everything wine. And it is a book given to us by women of wine. All these authors donated their time, their talent, and their treasures. All the proceeds of wine go back into the ministry, a nonprofit ministry. So it is, you talk about women sharing. I mean, how beautiful to do that, because you believe so much in a ministry. But I was really blessed to watch it all come together. And ironically, though not to God, once it all came together, all the final little tweaks were done. I had to have it back into Ave Maria for going to the final print, going to the next editor, almost the final print. And the last day I had to look over it was Good Friday. So it was a year after. And I sat in amazement at the talent and the gifts of these women and their ability to be open, to be receptive to the Holy Spirit, and to work within their giftedness and create this. I was in awe, so I'd been reading it as we were coming together, So I was reading it in some, say, September and what, and October. But when I read it during Holy Week, I was blown away. I was blown away. My first thought was, I will do this book with my group every Lent, Lent, because we're on this journey and we change and we grow and we perceive things differently as we grow in our faith and in our relationship with the Lord. So I would, my advice would be get the book now and do it with a small group now. And then, you know what, bring it out in Lent and do it with more, invite more people into a book club. It's not, a book club isn't intimidating. You want to come to our Read Between the Wines book club? That's not intimidating. And it really, truly is all about that invitation. Allison, I know we laughed about this before, but our lives mirror each other. You know, I was signed up for a Bible study after saying absolutely not. And it changed, the small group changed my life. Yeah. It changed my life. And that's why we do everything we do at Wine. I say there are four characteristics in wine that are in everything wine. There's four tannins. I guess if we're talking wine, we can talk tannins, those beautiful characteristics that come together to make something wonderful. And the first one is that sisterhood, that I belong, like we talked about earlier, you know, feeling that we are radically relational when we're in this small group setting, or even in a large group of, you know, a wine conference. There's a sense of I belong. Oh my goodness. You love Jesus and you laugh. You make jokes. This is great. I feel like I belong.
You love Jesus and you drink wine. I get that all the time.
Or you love the Lord. And at once you yelled at your children, you know, obviously, but we want people to have that sense of belonging that, we're all in this together on this journey to holiness. And the second part of that, the second tannin in wine is Lectio Divina. So it's prayerfully praying the scriptures. So scripture and prayer is woven into everything we do. And in this book, after you finish each chapter, there is a lectio, and we teach you how to go deeper into one of those scriptures from that week. And we hope that this becomes a habit in your life, that every day you are entering into the scriptures and praying the scriptures because you've learned it here. Our third characteristic in wine, our third tannin, is the aha moments of our faith. You know, there's a difference being told, this is why we do this. And there's a difference in being told that and all of a sudden having it revealed to you and thinking, whoa, that's why we do that. That's so cool. I had no idea, you know? And so we really want to bring that out. Sarah Krismayer does a great job in that, in the scriptures, you know, when she talks about the scripture and why things are happening, you know? And so that's where people are like, oh, that's where that comes from.
You know, simple things like, you know, when I started to read the scriptures, simple things like don't let the sun go down on your anger. I'm like, oh, that's scripture. Or, you know, the God will never give you more than you can handle. It's kind of our cultural paraphrase of 1 Corinthians 10:13, that you'll never be tried beyond your strength. And those little, once I read them, I was like, oh, my goodness, like, this is scripture. God has been trying to talk to me and teach me my whole life, but I just never knew the source of where this was coming from.
Oh, that's our next book, Allison.
Oh, no way.
No, I'm just kidding. It just came to me now. Idioms and metaphors that come from scripture.
All right. Well, then you have to include me. I'm just saying that right now. I'm just putting that out there.
How would that be? Because there's thousands of them from scripture, from the church. That's funny. Okay. Anyway, And our fourth tannin, our fourth wonderful characteristic, we say is chocolate. And you're right. I mean, there is something in the meal. You know, the snacks kept you there. The snacks certainly keep me there. But it also, chocolate for us represents the beauty. And there's something beautiful in everything we do with wine, from the artwork to the music. You know, God draws us in through beauty. And so we want to have that as part of everything we do. And I think that when we look at walk in our sandals, we see it all coming together. We see in so many levels, we see the giftedness of women, you know, the giftedness of women in writing this book and coming together and doing it, and the giftedness in you and what you're doing with radio and your medium and getting it out and encouraging people to come together in a small group, knowing that it's just going to help their faith life. It's going to help them grow spiritually.
I just had a huge inspiration of the Spirit that I wanted to share. I'm talking this morning with Kelly Walquist. She is the editor of Walk in Her Sandals. And I was just thinking that I would like to do, and I'm going to do, is I'm going to invite to my home and to my small group women who I see that leadership quality in. Not that they're going to get up and change the world, but that they are the people who would feel that they can invite people to their own home and lead their own small group. I call it facilitating. We're not teachers. We're just the person who opens their heart, has that hospitality moment, and invites people in. And then we're going to do it together, me and whoever the Lord puts on my heart. And then for Lent, I'm going to challenge all of them to be bold in their faith and to invite people to their own home to have a small group. We're going to have like the Catholic Breck moment where we tell two friends and so on. That's an evangelization. is all about is that the Lord has taught you, he's changed your heart, and if to keep it to yourself is not at all the message that Jesus had for us. He wants us to go forth and make disciples, to share the good news. So that's what I'm gonna do. Just my friends are all now gonna cringe because they're gonna not make eye contact with me for the next week, because we are going to get Walk in Her Sandals, and we're going to do it together now and prepare ourselves to go boldly in Lent and invite people into our homes, into our churches, and do this wonderful study together. We're talking with Kelly Walquist. She is the editor and one of the co-authors of Walk in Her Sandals, and we have a lot more to talk about. One more segment to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We're spending this week with the editor and some of the authors of the new book coming out from Ave Maria Press, Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women. And today we're with Kelly Walquist. Kelly, before the break, I was talking about the Catholic Breck moment and how I'm very inspired now to invite women to my home, do this study with them, and then encourage them during Lent to invite others into their home.
And I love that. And first of all, I'm going to tell my kids, Google Breck, because they're going to be like, what is that? That's so funny. But it's so true. You tell two friends and they tell two friends and so on and so on. And it did date you a little bit, and me too, I guess, now that I remember the commercial.
Yeah.
That's really one of the most important things that you can do, is invite someone. And it truly is one of the founding principles of wine, especially when we look back at the scripture that we really take inspiration from. Because mm-hmm. in that same scripture, it begins with, "And on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was invited, and Jesus was also there." So somebody invited Mary to a wedding. Somebody offered an invitation, and look what happened. Look what happened. The world was changed forever. It's just that invitation to a woman to come into a small group. And I love the fact that you said, I'm going to invite these women who I believe are leaders, and I'm going to challenge them to go out and invite other people. There's nothing easier to do than to invite someone to your house, you know. Do you want to join us? We should be doing that. I mean, that's what discipleship is all about. It's about inviting people into an encounter with Christ. Mm-hmm. And this is it. One of the beautiful things about this is, I think some people think, well, what could I possibly do to build up the kingdom, right? Yeah. You know, God has commissioned us to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. Jesus tells us that in Matthew's gospel. And you think, how could I possibly do that? How could I possibly do it? And we can do it in the little things we do. Like Mother Teresa says, this, you know, we may not all do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And certainly inviting someone into a small group is a way of building up the body of Christ. And I love the aspect of a couple things with walk in her sandals. Not only by doing this, are you opening up an invitation for people to go, women to go deeper in their faith and to be nurtured and supported as they continue along the journey and continue to go deeper. But even just by buying the book, you're growing a ministry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of a win-win situation. So you see your small things done in great love can have great ramifications. You know, just Mary saying to the steward, do whatever he tells you. It's a small thing. And it's done with great love and wow, look out, right?
And as you're saying about buying the book, it was a Christmas gift that my friend gave me, that book, that then in February we started the Bible study with. So it was, you know, Christmas gift, Christmas is coming, stocking stuffers, your teacher gifts, if it's an appropriate, I think it's always appropriate, even in the public school system, but hey, that's just me. Like, this is a beautiful, because there's so many facets to this book. There is a novel, there is scripture study, there is theology, there is so much that has been jam-packed into Walk in Her Sandals. This is just a wonderful, it's not like you're just giving this gift to somebody and saying, hey, I'm trying to convert you. You're like, no, I want you to experience Christ in a whole new way, or the Easter season, because so many people celebrate Easter, but do they really know what they're celebrating? And what a beautiful way to invite someone to experience a new Easter this year when you give them this gift.
I love it. I love it. You made it a win-win-win-win-win-win situation, I think, right?
That's
there.
What I try to do.
That's wonderful. I like that aspect too. I like how you said that. I think you summed it up well in that the uniqueness of this book, Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women, is that it's not just a book. It's a novel. It's a scripture study. It's theology. And it's an encounter with Jesus. And it's a building of relationships with women. Mm-hmm. So it's community. It's beautiful. That's why I am so in awe of the Holy Spirit. You know, John Paul the Great tells us that whenever the Spirit intervenes, he radically changes people in history and he leaves people astonished. And this, to me, just looking at this book, I'm like, okay, JP2, you were right. I'm astonished. This is amazing.
It is. It is astonishing. And to remind people again to keep an eye on A Seeking Heart with Alison Jingras Facebook page. By the end of today, I'll make that promise now, though I do have to go to adoration for a couple of hours in the middle of the day. There will be the link to join the giveaway, which will be 8 copies to one winner of Walk in Her Sandals. And also, one of the other authors, Stephanie Lansom, has offered a copy of her book, The Well. And if... once you've read Stephanie, you're going to want to gobble up the rest of Stephanie's stuff. It is, it was so hard for me to do, Kelly, is that there's, you know, obviously each chapter has a piece of the story. It was so hard for me not to skip to the next chapter and like skip everything and just read through the entire.
We'll have to put a little disclaimer on there. No cheating.
I'm the kind of person who reads the last page of the mystery novel and then goes back.
That would explain. You know, it's kind of a good thing, though, if you think about it. That's kind of a great idea, Allison, is to go through the book in the way it's intended to be. And then, you know, when you're recapping it or going back, you can always go through and just read the scripture parts, you know, and read and see how it flows scripture to scripture to scripture. You can read what Sarah Christmar wrote, or you could go back and you could read the theology. And you can see, you know, go for each chapter and read, okay, here's the theology, here are the gifts. And then you could go and be like you and read the novel, the novel part. One of the things I like at the end of each chapter is we do, you know, Dr. Carol Younger did a great job writing the discussion questions and focusing on different aspects of each chapter. But at the end, we really want to put our faith into action. Mm. We don't want to be just hearers of the word. We want to be doers of the word. And so we do challenge women to do something. And we do one that's a little bit more, passive or aggressive, you know, one could be something that's, you know, could be simply praying, you know, praying for someone or offering your mass for them. And then the more active, one of that could be next time you see someone who's hurting, say, can I pray for you? And if they say yes, say, right now, can we pray together right now? You know, something that's a little, so we give different ways of how you can live your faith, or you, those gifts would be how you can live generosity, how you can live sensitivity, how you can live the scripture and that gift of receptivity. So it's that there's a lot in it, but it comes together so beautifully.
It does. It is jam packed. So Kelly, like my guest today is Kelly Wahlquist, and we're talking about her new book, Walk in Her Sandals, Ave Maria Press. What is your hope for this book? Like your overall hope?
It's a small thing, but I hope it changes lives. I hope it opens up the eyes and the hearts of women to really enter in to the passion of Christ and how they were created to enter into it, and to feel that incredible love and to know their dignity and to know their worth, and that it gives them a renewed conviction and hope, you know, to go out and to proclaim their faith, to live their faith with hope. And that's really what I intend for this. I mean, that's my wish and my prayer for this book, is that women will come together and be renewed in their faith and joyfully live it with conviction and hope.
Speaking of women coming together, you have a few events coming up. I want to make sure we mention those, because I know one of them is on my radar. I'm really trying to get to Louisiana. Can you tell us about?
Please come to Louisiana. Yes, we are on October 15th, which is the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila. We've got our New Orleans Wine Catholic Women's Conference. And our speakers are Kitty Cleveland, Teresa Tamio, Judy Klein, and myself will be speaking. It's just such an incredible conference, so prayerfully put together. And even with what happened in Louisiana, there's a scholarship called Restored the Vineyard, where you can donate money to send a woman who's been affected by the floods to the conference. And not only does she get to come for the conference, she gets a prayer partner. It's just been beautiful. On February 25th is our Wine Catholic Women Conference in Minnesota. And if you think you want to go somewhere in the winter for a vacation, it is Minnesota in February. Balmy Minnesota. And it's beautiful. It'll warm your heart. And the theme is on love. Small things, great love. It's what we do as women. And That's what we've got. Those two things coming up for sure, our big ones.
Well, unfortunately, Kelly, we are coming to the end of our time with you this morning. I have so enjoyed my time this morning with Kelly Wahlquist, and we've been talking about Walk in Her Sandals. Where can we purchase this book, and where can we continue to follow what Wine is up to?
Well, today, because the book comes out on October 10th, you can go to AveMariaPress.com and you can get a special order price by putting the word sandals in as the code. And then you can follow along with Wine. You can become a member of Wine. Our memberships just went up, which is something absolutely beautiful, at CatholicVineyard.com. And by Lent, we will have a beautiful journal that'll go with this book that'll be written by Sarah Krismayer. And we're excited. We're excited to have you join us.
I am very excited. I'll be doing so much more with this book. I'll be sharing it myself. It may even be my blog for this Lent. We will talk to Sarah Krismayer tomorrow on Thursday show, and then Stephanie Lansom on Friday. We have much more with Walk in Her Sandals. I'm very excited to share this book with everyone. We have been talking with Kelly Wahlquist. Kelly, thank you so much for your time. It's always a joy to spend time with you.
Thanks, Allison.
So join us tomorrow and make sure you keep an eye out for this awesome giveaway over on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.